Today we're focusing on a simple but important idea. In drum and bass, the smallest production choices can completely change the energy of a track. So even when a sound feels close, the difference between decent and powerful usually comes from details like timing, tone, movement, and space. When you're working in Ableton, it's really easy to get pulled into adding more layers, more plugins, more complexity, but a lot of the time, better results come from making a few smart decisions on the sounds you already have. That's a big part of producing strong DNB. Theme choices. Intentional movement. Controlled energy. Start by listening to the role of each element in the track. Ask yourself what the drums are doing, what the bass is doing, and what the top end is doing. In drum and bass, every core sound needs a purpose. Your kick and snare need to hit with confidence. Your bass needs to carry weight and movement without swallowing the groove. Your hats, rides, and textures should add speed and brightness without creating harshness. A really useful approach in Ableton is to solo one key element at a time and then bring the rest of the track back around it. That helps you hear whether a sound actually supports the groove or just fills space. If the bass sounds huge on its own but makes the drums feel smaller when everything is playing, that's a sign something needs adjusting. Maybe it's too wide, maybe it's masking the snare, or maybe the transient area is too crowded. Here's one thing to listen for. When the full beat drops in, does the snare still feel like the emotional center of the rhythm? Indeed, NB, that snare is often the anchor. If it disappears once the bass and synths come in, the track loses impact fast. Another thing to listen for is forward motion. Does your groove feel like it pulls the listener into the next bar? Or does it feel static? Drum and bass relies on momentum. Even a simple loop should feel like it's rolling. That can come from ghost notes, subtle automation, drum swing, bass phrasing, or tiny changes in texture over time. This is why controlled contrast works so well in DNB. You want the listener to feel pressure and release. Tight drums against wider atmospheres. Clean sub against aggressive mids. Repetition with slight variation. That balance keeps the track exciting without making it messy. Inside Ableton, use that to your advantage. Automate filters, reverb sends, distortion amounts, or stereo width in small amounts. Not everything needs dramatic movement. Sometimes a 1 decibel lift into a phrase, or a tiny opening of the filter on the bass, is enough to make the section feel alive. Those little moves add up. If your arrangement feels flat, don't assume you need brand new sounds. First, check whether the existing sounds are evolving enough. A lot of flat sections are really just static sections. Try muting one layer for 8 bars. Bring in a texture right before the snare lands. Automate the tail of a reverb so a transition breathes a bit more. These are the kinds of details that make a DNB track feel polished and intentional. And remember, clarity always wins, especially at faster tempos. Drum and bass moves quickly, so if too many sounds are fighting in the same range, the groove gets blurred. Use EQ to carve space. Use panning carefully. Keep the sub focused. Let the drums have room to speak. You do not need every sound to be massive. You need the right sounds to feel massive at the right moment. A good practical exercise is to take an 8-bar loop in Ableton and work only with what's already there. No new samples, no new synth patches. First, balance the drums and bass until the groove feels strong. Then add just 3 small changes across the 8 bars. Maybe a filter automation on the bass, a short drum fill, and a little reverb throw on the snare. That's it. The goal is to make the loop feel more alive without making it busier. While you do that, listen again for 2 key things. First, does the low end stay solid when the section becomes more energetic? Second, do the transitions feel natural, or do they feel like effects added on top? The best movement feels built into the groove. Also, trust that this gets easier with repetition. Ear training is part of the process. The more tracks you build, the faster you'll notice when a bass is masking the snare, when a hat is too sharp, or when a section needs variation. So if it's not clicking instantly, that's fine. Keep going. You're building real production instincts. To wrap this up, strong drum and bass production comes from purposeful choices. Focus on function, movement, contrast, and clarity. Use Ableton to shape energy with small, smart adjustments instead of piling on more and more layers. Listen closely to how your drums, bass, and textures interact. Make the groove feel like it wants to keep moving. Now open one of your loops and try the challenge. Keep the sounds you already have, improve the balance, add a few subtle changes, and make the section breathe. That's where premium sounding DNB starts.